Right now, our confirmation students are finishing up their retreat over in Osceola, Wisconsin at the Association Retreat Center. And yesterday, I was out there hearing confessions and celebrating Mass. And in between hearing confessions and celebrating Mass, we had some free time, and I luckily had my snow gear with me. So we all dressed up, got our snow pants and boots and hats and gloves on, and we went out to the big hill. They have this really giant hill with a slide at the top that you climb up to, and you sled down it. And you get going super duper fast. It was really fun, and it was quite exhilarating time together. It was a good bonding time, but also it was really fun to see the beauty of the landscape and the snow falling as we're standing on top of the hill. And it reminded me, though, of our scriptures this weekend, about the hills, about not just hills, but mountains. Both our first reading and our second reading speak to us about the mountain. First of all, the first reading is Mount Moriah. Abraham and Isaac go up the mountain to offer sacrifice to God. Now, actually, this is the same mountain where in Jerusalem the temple is now built. But Abraham and Isaac had to work hard at getting up the mountain. Abraham would have been suffering as he was walking up, thinking about the fact that he had to sacrifice his own son. And fear would have been in his heart and on his mind. He would have been like, "Why, Lord? How are you going to work through this? Why are you asking me to do this?" But yet, he walked up the mountain. Isaac, it was difficult for him to walk up the mountain as well because he was carrying the wood for the sacrifice for the Holocaust. And he was carrying up too, probably wondering, what's the sacrifice going to be? We don't have anything with us, right? But yet they put forth the effort to get to the top of the mountain. And ultimately, of course, as we know, at the top of the mountain, God provided. God tested Abraham and saw his faith and blessed him as a result of his faith. There we see a great sense of beauty, but also we see a prefigurement of Christ. Isaac points to Christ. Isaac is the only son and is described as the beloved son of Abraham. And he walks up the mountain carrying the wood, carrying the sacrifice or the instrument on which he's going to be possibly killed. Jesus, of course, too, is the only son of God, the beloved son of the Father. And he, later on, carries up the cross up the hill, up to where he is going to be crucified. So we see continuity here of the only son carrying up wood up a mountain. But we see discontinuity, of course, as well, because Isaac wasn't sacrificed, but Jesus was. Jesus was sacrificed. And not only was he sacrificed, he takes away our sins as a result of his perfect sacrifice that he offered on the cross for you and for me. Jesus' sacrifice is there's discontinuity. So we have continuity, discontinuity, and definitive fulfillment are the theological terms we use. So there's continuity. We see similarities between the Old Testament. There's discontinuity because Jesus himself was sacrificed, which should move our hearts to think, wow, God offered his only son for me. God offered his only son for the forgiveness of my sins. And this ought to move us to love and appreciate the deep love of God our Father. And then we see, of course, definitive fulfillment, because it is Jesus' death on the cross that cancels out our sins and gives us the opportunity to get to heaven. And that too moves us in love, to respond in love to the Father. And we too now are invited up the mountain to participate in the passion of the Lord. We all have sufferings that we carry in our own lives, maybe a broken relationship, maybe a financial hardship, maybe the loss of a job. Whatever it is, we're invited to continue to climb up the mountain. But Jesus is with us. And what we hear in our scriptures today is that with suffering comes salvation. With suffering comes redemption. Jesus, of course, is going to be crucified, as we know, as we celebrate that at the end of Lent here. But after his suffering, what happens? He rises from the dead. That some good comes out of that. And so we go to the top of the mountain, even in the midst of suffering, hopeful that God is a faithful God, that God is a loving God, that God will provide for us and see us through whatever sufferings we're carrying in our lives. And God will bless us. We receive some encouragement today, too, from St. Paul in his letter to the Romans, that if God is for us, who can be against us? God did not spare his only son, but offered his son up for us, for the salvation of us. If God is for us, who can be against us? My brothers and sisters, do not be discouraged by the ways of the world, by the struggles that we encounter in our life. Rather, be encouraged by the fact that God offered up his son for you and for me. He continues to love us. He continues to provide for us. Now, we too are invited to go up the mountain, to persevere through our sufferings, but how do we do it? Well, we do it by prayer. Prayer is the way we continue to persevere in climbing up the mountain. It helps us persevere in climbing the mountain. It takes effort to climb up a mountain, just like it takes effort for us to pray, right? It doesn't just come naturally to us. We need to set aside time to pray. We need to make effort to come to Mass on Sunday, right? Obviously, you guys made a little more effort than normal probably today, right? You had to get up early and shovel out your driveway, right? So it takes effort to get to Mass, right? It takes effort to climb up the mountain to live in union, in communion with God. It's difficult. Why? Because there's sin. There's sin in the world. There's sin in our lives. And that sin tries to divide us. It tries to distract us. It tries to keep us from climbing up the mountain. But prayer helps us defeat that. Confession helps us defeat that. The Mass helps us defeat those struggles so that we can live more fully in union with God. The other beautiful thing is we're not alone climbing up the mountain, right? Jesus had Simon of Cyrene, Abraham and Isaac went up the mountain together. We too are going up the mountain together, supporting each other, praying for each other, loving each other, serving each other on the road. Even though it's difficult, even though it's hard, we support each other. Why? Because we love each other, for God loves us. My brothers and sisters, today as we come to this Mass and as we celebrate this Lenten season, let us think about how can we do a better job of climbing up the mountain. What are those things that keep us from climbing up the mountain faster? Maybe there's things in our lives that don't keep us from climbing up the mountain, that keep us from climbing up the mountain fast, right? And that's where giving alms, getting rid of things, simplifying our lives helps us to get up the mountain faster. Because when we get to the top of the mountain, there is God. There is God in his fullness. There is God in his glory, as we saw in the Transfiguration. Now, yesterday, at the top of the sledding hill, it was beautiful. And it was beautiful. It was fun riding down the sled. But when we get to the top of the mountain that we are all on in pursuing God, it'll be even more beautiful. It'll be a million times more beautiful. And God will be with us, and we will be together. Brothers and sisters, today, let us come to the altar of the Lord, and let us support each other on the road to holiness, and support each other as we climb the mountain of God together.